Good afternoon. Well, huh?
Speak that little part.
Say what?
That little part dangling, you need to speak the part.
I've always had dangling participles, though. I love the Lord, don't you?
Yes.
He's my life. Life to all of us. Well, it's good to be here with people that are so free. I used to have to go to places that weren't so free. Sometimes I got showed the door quickly. And it wasn't always such a welcoming as it is here to people like us. You know, we were boiled in oil about 300-400 years ago. And so it's pretty awesome to see now the flowering of consciousness. There was a time, I love Eckhart Tolle's book. How many read that book, The New Earth? Are you familiar with that? Oh. I love that book when he talks about it came time for the flowers to come. And he said just one or two poked their head through and then it wasn't long till boom, there went the flowering. The freshness, the consciousness came to hold the flower. And that's kind of what has happened in mankind. We've seen great master teachers, we've heard great things happen, and now look. It's the flowering of consciousness in a people.
Every man's flower.
And you know, some of us call them blooming idiots. I was thinking about Lynn's bathroom experience when he's talking about that, and I thought that was the perfect place for him. You can't fill a full cup, can you? You're going to have to eliminate if you're going to get more. What a better place to be. And then I thought about what he said. He said he got numb. He'd sat there so long he got numb. Yeah, we did that too. And sometimes it takes getting completely numb. It takes getting still because the senses have been so stimulated by past situations. And our strings can be moved and pulled so easily that we had to go numb for a while until we began to feel the real brooding of the Spirit of God over the face of the deep. Right? Over your consciousness. Should I go this way? Is this okay? Better? I was coming here, and I'm going to read you something. How many is familiar with the Keys of Enoch? You're familiar with that book? If you're not, I'll just show it to you real quick. You'll want to get one. And it's an interesting book, but I asked the Father to give me something. I didn't know that I would read this, because I always like to get something personal for myself to know that I'm right on track and on time. Because when you go into each body of people, you want to take the temperature there. You want to find out what's going on and you want to tap into where we're going. Or else we just have another meeting. And I never have been one to just have another meeting. I want to be right now and on time and be progressive with what the Spirit's doing. So this book, which was in my house, went missing. Things in my house do that. They come and they go. And I can't tell you where they go, and I never know when they're coming back, but they do. But the book came back just before I came to this meeting. And I asked everybody I knew, did you take my Keys of Enoch? Because they know I'll kill them if they take my Keys of Enoch. And they, no, I've not had it. And I said, man, my book is gone. And then all of a sudden, bang, there it was, laying on my table. And I promise you, it was not on that table when I went to look for it. So I just tossed it in the back of the car. And I got ready to do something, and the book fell open. And this is what was given. The people of God collectively create the vehicle, which is used to open up the universe. Now, this is what this key looks like. These are fire letters. And let me show you this letter. This symbol is what that means. Okay? Can you see that? Let me hold that up there. So interpreted, it says, the people of God collectively. That's going to be the order of the day. We've all been long rangers for a long time. We've been laying in our desolate places and God's been filling us up. But the mountains and the islands are getting ready to be moved together and we're going to see a new earth appear. And this is the land mass that I'm looking at. And collectively, It says we'll create the vehicle used to open up the universe. This key was explained in terms of higher thinking intelligence, which functions as a field of creative education in the repairing of the universes. That's a mouthful, isn't it? You didn't think you were so smart, did you? Can I read that again? This key was explained in terms of the higher thinking intelligence, which functions as a field of creative education in the repairing in the universes. The key words express the people of God as evolutionary vehicles used for transposing divine knowledge throughout the universe. The divine knowledge enables the people of God to open up other expressions of intelligence and to redeem those expressions in the name of divinity. The keys of divine knowledge are transmitted to the human community by the order of Melchizedek. Now, who do we know that came after that order? And then who came after him? You and I did, right? Are you after the order of Melchizedek? Are you after the order of endless life? Are you possessor of your heaven and your earth? Well, all righty then. By the order of Melchizedek, as the human community becomes its own family unit of light, we're finding each other, folks. One spoke it here, one spoke it there. Now there's a coming together. There's a drawing together. And I'm telling you, there's a light family on this planet that's beginning to rise and shine like it never has before. And as it becomes its own family unit of light, it functions as the people of God, the higher intelligence upon this planetary creation station. However, the true program of the earth man is to inherit eternal life by going beyond the planetary cycles of relative creation. Hello? Let me read that one again. However, the true program of earth man is to inherit eternal life by going beyond the planetary cycles of relative creation. Doing the same thing over and over and over and over. Somebody needs to put a penny on the little needle on that record player so it skips on over to the next level of that song. Did you ever do that? You had those old phonograph records? And if it got caught in the groove and was there, you just put a penny or a quarter on it, and it put the weight on it, in other words, and it would cause it to move out of the groove. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Some of you had some weight put on you. Woo! It's a weighty matter when God puts you on Onan's threshing floor. When he starts working some things out of you. Now, I'm there right now. And I've never been able to hide too much of what goes on with me, because what you see here is what you get. And so when Lynn called me and said, well, I want you to come down and do that convention, I wouldn't return his call for about 5 times, I think it was, wasn't it? He called me because I said, Lord, I'm not like other people, and if I go down there and commit myself to this convention, and you know I'm a fool for Christ's sake. I have a broken incisor tooth right now. I've been walking through some places where my deep is calling unto deep. I'm not satisfied yet, and I'm real hungry. And I'm ready to walk another mile. You ready to walk another mile?
Yes.
Some people say, hey, I've been sitting. I'm tired of walking. We ain't done yet. And I'm ready to go another mile. So I asked the Lord to deal with me. So I went to the periodontist this week before I came down here. My gum got inflamed. And then it abscessed. There's some conditions, they get a whole lot worse before they get better, before the work is done in you. And so when my face got swollen and my lip got swollen and everything was hurting, and I went to the dentist and he said, holy God. He literally looked at my gum and said, holy God, what's going on in there? I said, well, that's why I'm here. I'd like for you to tell me what's going on in there. So they, you know those, they put you in those machines where they do that round screening of your whole face and all that stuff, you know. And he came in, he looked, he says, there's not a thing showing here. He said, I can't tell you why that's so inflamed. But he said, you know, I think you've split a root. And I sat up off that chair and I said, hallelujah. There's hope yet. I might be getting to the root of something. So he said, well, I can't really look up in there. You're going to have that laid open and peeled back and let the orthodontist look at it. And so I said, okay. Are they going to put me to sleep? And he said, yeah, they will if you want them to. I said, I do. So I went to the periodontist this week, and I was sitting there kind of nervous because I don't like dentists. And he came in and he said, well, in 2D, we don't see anything because they took a picture. A picture's 2D. So I found it very interesting, all this conversation. And as I read some more of this, everything we've talked about is in this little key right here. But he said, then when he went to physically examine me, he says, well, you've split a root in 3D. That's exactly what he said to me. You have split a root in 3D. So I said, okay. Then we got to looking over here and I have a bridge. And he said, you know what? Your bridge is broken. Don't you love it? You can't make that stuff up. What a perfect outer picturing for what's going on in us. You got to read your story.
Yeah.
I remember a time he talked about something that was going to come out of the root of Jesse. He talked about a plan, something that was going to spring up out of the root of Jesse. Roots go down deep, don't they? They'll go all the way, this is all the way up to about right here. And I have split a root in 3D. Thank you, Jesus. I have to let you hear for your own life. This isn't anything we teach anymore. You're not going to hear anything new from me. This isn't a teaching. It's not a message. It's about what we've talked about, you embracing your life and about being brave. You know, you're some brave people sitting in this,
yes, absolutely,
in these chairs today.
Absolutely.
You have dared to be different.
Right.
You have stood up for what your incarnation is. You have embraced your light. Oscar, I loved what you said and what you did up here.
Yeah.
How you've hid yourself.
Yeah.
If nothing else in this convention happens, we're going to say Oscar came out.
Yes.
Yep. Oscar's coming out. And so are we. This light will not be hid under a bushel. You know why? Because you're real people. Real people deal with real life. When you hurt, when you cry, when you laugh. It's not just hurting and crying. It's about being unfrozen so your face can educate itself as well. It's about being happy people. And what did it say over in the book of Joel about the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and something about because your joy languished? See, so we're called to be happy people as well. Not just the pain, not just the suffering, it's the whole gamut. So, therefore the people of God must prepare themselves to take the Exodus and assimilate the power that the higher evolution gives to man. It is this power which controls the light threshold grids of energy used to come into and leave our physical dimension. This is done by the opening of the 12 faces of the zodiac, the Maseroth, and by the higher grids of modulated energy. Consequently, the human creation will find the 12 meridians within the body, within the earth, and of the Maseroth, all interconnected with new thresholds. Why are we splitting roots? Why are we uprooting to make new entrances? to make new thresholds, which are the greater measuring foci for the redemption being prepared for the man by the brotherhoods. The human body then has the awareness, just as these are 12 meridians of light connected to the seed crystal. Who's our seed crystal? It's Christ himself, isn't it? The third eye of the body, also the planetary membrane, the planetary biocomputer, has 12 light focal channels. These channels are used to reprogram the human creation and act as key points for the exodus that occurs from this threshold control to the next ordering of evolution. I'm being set free.
Yeah.
From me.
Yes.
There's a new ordering coming upon this planet. There's a threshold of connection. And folks, you're the doorways. Now, when you really, truly accept and understand this and open yourself fully to that which you are, there'll be nothing to stop what's getting ready to come upon this planet. Can't be stopped. They didn't stop Jesus. They're not going to stop us. They're not going to stop anything we think. That's what these synapses that are forming, when it talks about the mind of Christ forming in you, you're being able to carry higher thought. When you open your being, think it not robbery, let this mind which was in Christ Jesus to be in you so that you can think like God. Now, when I was about 27 years old, so about when I think I met Rokas and Carolyn, I didn't know them, I'd never met them, walked into a room. Just prior to their coming, I was leaving that same kitchen area and I'd never had a vision. And I stopped in the middle of the room to just to turn to get a drink of water, and I got caught up out of my body, went completely away. First time I was conscious of it. And you know how when you're looking out the corner of your eye and you'll see something pass by and you turn to see what it is. I was in a chamber, and in this chamber, it was rounded, there were eggs about this big, packed from ceiling to floor. When I saw that movement happen, an egg wiggled in the middle of that egg chamber, came out into the middle of the room, and there were beings there that were dressed in all white, and this place was pristinely clean and it was filled with life. It was alive. And that action caused that egg to be sucked out into the middle of the room. It went through a tube and got deposited to a chamber that was connected to it on the other side, like a dome, like this. And I said, "Father, what was that?" And he said, "You've just seen peace that passes understanding. And those eggs are my thoughts. And I've taken it from my chamber and put it into your mind so that you can think like I do." I thought that was pretty cool. See, isn't it awesome that we have been given the opportunity to think as God does? That He could walk and talk and communicate with us and plant thoughts in us, that we can see it from His perspective? There's a new peopling. There's a new kind of creation. And look, when it's all said and done, who knows? These bodies might be crystallises. What's in there? See, when that butterfly melts down and becomes a pool, and then it has organizer cells that reunites and brings it into its new form, how do you know you're not in an incubation stage right now? We've not yet appeared to what we shall be, it says. Think of it's exciting. If we'll dare to let our minds expand and to realize that we are in the making. He's not done with me yet.
Amen.
And He's going to watch over to perform what He started in me. That's my hope today. He's not done with me yet. I got to split a root. I got to build a new bridge. But I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I've got hope today. God's not done with me yet.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, I didn't have to ask for that experience, did I? I can float along. I could have a nice little experience. I could say a hallelujah and go speak to people. And I can't. There's something in me that's groaning. There's a groan from my throne room. I can't stop until I awaken in His likeness and His image and I see Him face to face. Can't cut it short. So that's kind of what I just wanted to share with you. There's a new peopling going on and I'm looking at them. I'm part of them. I'm in the process right now. I'd love to get up here and set the house on fire, but This is all you're going to get today. Hallelujah. Without the Spirit, we don't have much. Unless He moves in me, I ain't nothing. I know of all things, but I'm going to tell you right now, I need Him moving in me. I need Him feeding me. I need Him showing me. I don't quite know how to get where we're trying to go. Now, if any of you have got the path figured out, you tell me and I'll follow after you. But I tell you this way, we've never walked before, and it behooves us as a people to follow closely after the voice of the one that cries in the wilderness to get us where we need to be. Or we'll repeat the pattern. You think you won't. We will repeat the pattern. Promise you. It's embedded in your flesh. It's incarnated itself. It's housed itself. It's subtle. It's deceptive. You will lie to yourself. You've done it many times and you'll do it again. Hello?
That's right.
That's what splitting my roots all about. I'm tired of lying to myself. I want the truth. See, I want an answer. I want to find what it's all about. And until I really get honest with me and stop patting it and powdering it and playing a game with it, right? And yet I loved what you said today about your perfect tree. Even though it's, see, something from the inside made that tree break down. Something from the inside is coming up to deal with that root. The human bridge we have been to this point only got us so far. That bridge needs to be rebuilt. It needs to be looked at again. Come now, consider this. Let us reason together, the scripture says. Lest we deceive ourselves. You want something that people can live from and live through and become and go to? Then you'll have to get down to the nitty-gritty. And it won't take place by us playing any type of church games any longer. No matter what that is. And it's going to be something different for everyone. This is not the cookie cutter. This is not the mass box setting. Put your eggs, ducks in a row, bunch of people. I have a bad habit of sticking my hands in my pocket when I talk and I push the button. The reason being, I thought, fat man, if I didn't have to say anything today, if I could just sit and be quiet today, if I'd not have to expose myself today. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like going and hiding? Went through this really incredible place before I came down here. I told my honey, I said, this will be my last meeting. I'll never speak again. I ain't going to do this ever again anymore. I'm tired of opening my mouth and sticking my face out there. He looked at me and said, what's going on with you? Because I feel change. I feel change. This is not familiar for me right now. Where I'm going. See, I can get up here, I can open the Bible, I can preach you something I know. But if I don't walk out on this energy field standing out here right now and let myself be real to you, I will not be effective to you.
Good. Good.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Yes, we've got to birth ourselves. Yes. Our own divine, immaculate concept. And it will make you uncomfortable to do it because it exposes you.
Yeah.
Italians are different, Gary. When you go to Italy, they're going to be different. The man down in the gutter is different. How will you interface with him? If you don't have Father interfacing in you, if you don't know you well enough, how are you going to know how to be differentiated to interface with another and join with another? It says here, this is a collective consciousness. I have to be comfortable with me before I can let you come into me and see me. I to be willing to open up my chakras and my seals and reveal my secrets unto you. And there's shame in there and there's fear in there. You better believe it. But you're just like me.
That's right.
That's right. Come on. That's right. Quit hiding.
Amen.
It's time to stop hiding.
Yes.
No more fig leaves. No more fig leaves.
Amen.
Just as I am. Love that song. Without one plea. The light that's in this city, the light within, the light without, the light that's in this city, it'll shine through every crook and cranny and crevice you've got. It's a permeating ray of light. Think about the folds in your brain. Didn't he tell, who was it, Ezekiel, dig a hole in the wall? He said, what do you see in there? He said, man, every manner of... First he said, I see 24 elders, didn't he? Religious consciousness. He said, dig a little deeper. Wasn't enough just to have the religious thoughts up here. He said, dig a little deeper. He said, what do you see? It's like every creeping manner of thing there is. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Spelunkers. We're digging. The very carrier waves, the very things that have plagued mankind from the time of its inception until now, the dark, recessive, hidden traits, the shadow self that hides itself as the, hey, the light's going to shine, and it says it'll be uncovered and shouted from the rooftop. When you're no longer afraid of what folks think or feel about you, and you're willing just to stand and dare to be different. And I think you guys are on a good road to it here. I do. My sense of it, I was listening to some of them last night, and I've listened to your conversations here. I've read your songs. You're on a good path to it here. To letting things be as they really are in you. And it's only then that God can really do something with us. When He gets a hold of us. So that's where I'm at. I'm in the making right now. I want to not settle, not drive my tent stakes so deep that when that pillar detaches or that flame begins to move, that I can't look up and watch it move on and can't get my tent stakes up fast enough and throw my pots in the bag and get on down the road with it. You think when they were camped, you think they had much notice? All of a sudden they looked up and they said, oh my God, God's moving. Look, He's on the move. They'd gather those kids, throw that stuff in the bag, and bang, down the road they went. Some stayed right where they were. They camped. It was too much work. In a moment's notice to yank and go.
Off
Change is upon us. Your life is going to change. My life is changing dramatically right now. Everything about it. Change will perpetrate growth. If you really want to achieve what you say you want to achieve, and you're the availability of God in this earth, I guarantee you, change is upon us, especially from now till 2012. We're at the close of the age. There's some things got to be settled. There's some things has to be recognized. Now, will life go on after 2012? Yeah. It sure will. It's going to go right on planet Earth. But I guarantee you there's a new Earth forming. And I guarantee you there's a new heaven forming. And I guarantee you, you get to create it. And so the choice is yours. You can either settle your issues, set your bags down. You may not need those pots and pans anymore. See, a lot of that stuff we drug along with us, we just carried it for nothing. We didn't even need it. See, you can let a lot of that stuff go. You don't necessarily have to carry that baggage or carry it with you. So I'm finding every concept, every precept, every thought. And it's not just enough to say it. The work has to be done within you. That's what makes it different. I like what I feel when He gets through with me. I like the nature change that He makes in me. I like how He's cleaned my life up. I like the tenderness and the compassion that I feel for another human being because I've got that connection. I like the unblocking of my genetics, my traits, my tendencies that was passed on to me from generation to generation. They talk about Generation X. See, when you've got this X, there's a vortex of energy they'll tell you about in genetics, and there's a bliss juice that flows up out of your genes, up and down both ways. When you get a kink in your shoulder or you get something bothering you, that rotates and becomes a cross. It's a blockage. We need to rotate back to our creative position and be freed up. You did run. And you did run well. What's hindered you? Probably you. Probably our own selves, our own fears, our own insecurities. So how does the body fix this? By loving one another. By taking time for one another. I need you. And guess what? You need me. And when we get comfortable, when we can truly enter into one another's space, sit that person that's sitting next to you, I want you to feel them. Open up. I want you to go into their space. Can I come and stand beside you? Can I walk up to you and be comfortable with you? Hallelujah. No jealousies. No more division. No more thrusting or breaking rank. Finally, God, all in all, that there's no more hurt in all my holy mountain. Have you been with Him to have this work done in you? Are you complete? Are you whole? Is there any lacking in you? I'm here to tell you, He's not done with me yet. I need Him. People still push my buttons. What did He say about that? He said the God of this world comes, but He's to what? Find no place in you. Does anybody have that testimony here today? When my divinity is fully activated and I'm flowing in that I am, I've had people challenge, spit in my face that didn't mean a thing to me. It's like water on a duck's back. Catch me not in that spot and oh my God. Hello? And how do you feel after that? Don't you feel like a yellow-bellied dog? God, I thought I had more of you in me than that. Did you ever think you got rid of something? Boy, I got the victory over this. I've conquered this. I know I did. And the moment it came back into your space and you said, God, I thought I dealt with that. I was gardening one night, getting ready to go preach a meeting. It's on a Wednesday night. I was digging in the dirt, got dirt all under my fingernails, and you know, jumped in the shower. It was dug too. I had to get rushed to church. Watching the mud roll down the sink, you know, down the bathtub, and all of a sudden I had this feeling in my heart, and I was like, you know, just you. And I was like, boom. And I was like, oh, God, just think if I could go in there and wash my heart. Wouldn't that be great if you could go in and wash your heart? Then David cried this. He said, Lord, be the doorkeeper of my heart and my mouth. So I went to church. I said to the pastor that night, I told him that experience, and I said, man, I couldn't get in there. I couldn't wash my own heart. He said, you're not supposed to. That's what the body's for.
Right.
The body washes our... There's a new peoplehood. This is how interconnected we are. We are one another's perfection. You are my perfection. And if I hide from you, and if I hide me from you, you'll never know how to really help me. If I don't let you see me as I am, if I'm not honest with you, lovers have to be honest with one another, and they have to know that the love commitment is going to be there, or they'll never open the soul for true union. I'm looking for my lover. I'm looking for that one that's not hiding. And the only way I can find that one is that I don't hide myself from you.
There you go.
This is kind of a strange sermon this afternoon. But this is where I'm at. This is what's in me. This is my life's blood being given to you this afternoon. Because I think until we find connection and we find people that are walking in this flow and create this new earth, we'll repeat the pattern over and over and over and over again. And it's been done for many hundreds of thousands of years. So, I took my fig leaf off today. I've made a decision. I'm going to find out what that split root in 3D is all about. So in 3 weeks, I go into surgery for it. They're going to go up in there and see what's really going on. To be continued.
Isn't it amazing, those of you who read material like that, what was taken away from us from mid to late second century and then really piled and burned and tried to take away from us completely with the destruction of the Library of Alexandria, books, Old Testament books, Hebraic books, books that were taken from us, that were taken out of the Hebrew text because they weren't following the religion of what they wanted to try to produce. And so they burned everything they could to try to destroy. But, you know, many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the Nag Hammadi books, which are the original New Testament books that are available now. You can get them most any Barnes & Noble. I say a lot to you, some of you on a CD, I say you can't go to a Christian bookstore and buy good books. You can at Barnes & Noble, though, get good books there. But these books, these Gnostic books, books of Kabbalah that went back to Abraham, such as that, the Book of Enoch, and many, many more. So many that have this concept of consciousness as it unites itself and incorporates itself. It is incorporating itself. I just want to... Now, I'm not going to preach, so don't be nervous. I wanted to read this. Continue. I just want to read this. I hear a lot of people talk about it and say it. Verily I say unto you, all sins will be given, sins as pain, that you come to own that, you come to own it. All sins will be given, the sons of men, except for the blasphemy of the and the sons of men and blasphemies, wherewithsoever we shall blaspheme. But he that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit shall never hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. And I'm sure all of you have heard many preachers preach on eternal damnation. Eternal. Think about the word eternal. It comes from the Greek word aionos in this particular case, in this passage of Scripture in Mark. It's the Greek word aionos. The word aionos means to continue. That's all it means. It means continue. In other words, you just do it again. You just do it again. So you continue. You do it again. The word damnation, in this case, comes from the Greek word krisis. K-R-I-S-I-S. Krisis. And we get our English word crisis. So, what was the passage in Mark talking about? Was it talking about you going to hell and burning forever? No. What was it that blasphemed, or what was it that was that seemed to cause displeasure to the Holy Spirit? It's amazing that we miss these simple things. What was that that caused this grievance to God? And you know what it is? Is that you continue in your crisis. That you stay there. Because you don't have to. But you can. You can stay there. And you know what? The Father says, I love you. You cannot ever change that. I love you. You can stay in your aionos crisis. You can stay in your continued crisis. Connie and I lived in a crisis for many years. And we hide. Don't you know we hide? We all hide.
Yeah.
We hid ours. We hid it somewhat.
Yeah, we came here to do that. Last week. We were able to do that.
Wow.
It's
awesome, 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 isn't it?
Yes.
It is beautiful. Let's all stand up. We're going to take a break. And... we're going to take a break, and if you guys want to go back to your motel and rest and stretch or take a nap or do whatever, what about if we meet back here around 6:30 or 7? Is this okay? Sound good? 7 o'clock, meet back, and we'll dive in and do it again. Okay.
Let me mention this to you real quickly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Everybody just a minute. Who wasn't here last night? You weren't here last night?
Here you go.
Anybody else wasn't here last night?
Anybody wasn't here?
City. Or maybe next time. me see, maybe I can convince him.
Yeah, get your rest. If you want to rest, it's going to be awesome. I can't tell you. You got us.
Basically,
it'll be awesome.
We're going to.